Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, we're still contemplating, you know, like, what's the right way to go.
That's Jim Montgomery as the Bruins get ready for the Leafs and game two this evening. And I don't know if you buy that or not. I mean, is he still trying to figure out who his goaltender is going to be tonight?
No chance.
I mean, either you went into it knowing that you were going to stick with you're going to dance with what brung you all season long, or you're going to have to go with Swayman tonight because Swayman looks so good on Saturday night.
All right, so I guess the biggest question then for the room is, do we believe going into it that they were going with a goalie rotation?
Yes.
Okay.
You do?
I do, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Courtney.
Did the man
yep,
die?
Yep, I do.
All right. So
I do.
I was given a did the man die, he did shirt.
Yes.
At the brunch on Saturday.
From Chris in the truck.
I think I might wear that Friday. I'll save it for the road show, I think. But thank you to Chris in the truck for the shirt.
All right. So, Courtney, if you believe that, then you think he's lying to us that he knew.
He's not lying. He's just not telling us.
All right, he's not telling us.
Which is fine.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
All right. I don't care.
Is there a chance, though, that the way Swayman played.
His new name, Jeremy Swade?
Yes, might have swayed him from going with, oh, damn, we did have a plan of rotating, but he played so good. Maybe he's given him, put him in a position right now where he's still not 100% sure if he wants to stick what he originally planned.
If he does that, that's when he's going to get himself into trouble. I think that if he went with the rotation, talked to Swayman, talked to Ullmark, and said, hey, guys, this is what's going to happen. Won't matter how good you play, how well you play, we are going to do the goalie rotation throughout this postseason. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up going back on his word after Swayman was hot on Saturday night. That's when he's going to find himself in hot water.
Swayman plays the way he did Saturday night, again tonight, and I think he starts tonight, throughout the playoffs, you will not see Linus Ullmark. Like, if Swayman keeps doing what he did Saturday night, you're not going to see another goalie.
So, Curtis, do you think if he starts tonight, was that the rotation that it was going to be 2-2?
Nope. It was already the interruption. The rotation lasted 0 days.
Right.
Because Swayman, I think the reason you're hearing that, if Monty had already decided that the first two were Swayman, he would have told us Swayman's starting. But the fact that he's not lets you believe that he was initially planning on giving each a start at home because you get the final change. The hockey fans may not know it the way I do. It's very important in the playoffs. It's also in the regular season. But the home team gets to set up the matchups. So it wouldn't have been that fair if you gave Swayman both games at home and forced Ullmark to start two on the road.
Right.
So the fact that he's not telling you tells me that it was initially going to be Linus, but it will be Swayman tonight.
Yes. That he and Curtis is spot on, and the play of Swayman went through a whole monkey wrench into that plan. Like, God damn you, Swayman. You couldn't have let up at least two goals?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's as old as, you know, shinny.
Mm-hmm.
That if you have a hot goaltender, then you stick with a hot goaltender in the playoffs. So that's what you're saying is that you can't, if you're sitting there this morning and you're Jim Montgomery,
right,
you can't do anything other than start Jeremy Swayman tonight.
Yeah, because you're just, all you're doing is now you're taking a goalie who played so well, you're going, all right, we're sitting him, and now you're putting in a goalie who hasn't played, and he now this goalie that goes in, he has to stand on his head. He has to. Because you don't want to be the guy that goes in there after the goalie, after Swayman played so well, and then you lose game two. So I think what Montgomery's got to be thinking about that. I know I'd be thinking about that and going, you know what? Maybe our plan was to rotate, but Swayman played too good. Swayman, you get to start in game two.
But then don't you think that last year weighs on his mind a little bit when it comes to making that decision?
No, I think the only thing that weighs on his mind from last year is that when he realized that Linus was too hurt, he should have sat him. That's the only thing I think that weighs on his mind. I think he's happy with going with one guy last year because that was his initial plan, and it worked out well until Linus got hurt.
All right, coming up at 10, it's Gresh and Foyer. You can listen to them on all of the radio stations that we have all over New England for you. You can also stream the Gresh and Foyer show and this show and all of our shows at WEEI.com, and you can listen on the Odyssey app. So if you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app yet, you should. You can listen to us anytime you want. You go back and listen to anything you may have missed at any point on the app. So download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere, whenever you want.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.